I bet you think you're special.
Huh?
Well, I hope so, because you are. Whether you like it or not, you got a unique set of skills and psychophysical nature that sets you apart from every other living entity in the universe. You have a unique purpose. And today on the Conscious Success Podcast, where we teach you how to master your mind, enhance your health, and expand your wealth, I'm going to show you how to not only gain clarity on what your purpose is, but how you can monetize it if that's something you want to do. Whether we're using the Sanskrit term dharma or the Japanese term ikigai, I don't care what you call it, we're going to figure out how do we take your unique set of gifts and mindset and use it to provide a sense of contentment and happiness in this world where you can actually contribute and make a difference. If you would like a workbook to follow along with this exercise, join our Conscious Success community at the link in the show notes, where I can get you a workbook for this as well as all our other resources to show you what to do if you're more of a visual learner like I am. Just click on that link below, join our community, we'll get you access to that. Let's jump in to clarifying your purpose. Let's first start to define the idea of purpose to begin with. So the dictionary says purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. Now, what I want to talk about here in terms of this concept of purpose is how do we figure out what you, with your very unusual and unique mind. And I don't mean that in an insult. I mean that with utmost respect, because again, you are unlike any other living entity that exists today, that has ever existed, and that will ever exist. No one is exactly like you. Just like no one's ever going to have the same fingerprint that you have, no one's ever going to have the exact same psychophysical makeup as you. How do we figure out not only what your intrinsic value is according to your nature, but how do we figure out how to do that in this world in a way that actually improves the quality of lives of others? That's what we're talking about here with this concept of purpose. Now, I'm going to bring up a couple of terms. I brought up two already. Dharma, which is a Sanskrit term, which literally means the intrinsic nature of something. An example of that being the nature of water is wetness. In other words, if it's water, it's 100% wet. Or dharma of fire is heat and light. In order for it to be fire, there must be heat and light. So similarly, you have a dharma, an intrinsic quality that is unusual in terms of unlike anything else that anyone else has. Now, it might be similar in some ways, but the way that it's put together is, again, unique, just like a fingerprint. Similarly, we have the term ikigai, which is a Japanese term, which takes the four aspects of life and considers how do we take what you love to do, what you're good at, etc., and put it together in a way as to figure out what you should be engaging most of your time with. So again, how do we figure out who you actually are and what you're meant to be doing? And then what do we do to bring that out into the world? So I'm going to give you some frameworks here. I encourage you, as you're going through this, actually get a pen and paper or a note page on your phone or open up a document on your computer. And I want you to actually write these things down. We got to take them from subtle to gross. In other words, I'm going to ask you some questions. I want you to answer them. If you're operating heavy machinery, proceed. Otherwise, sit down, shut up, answer these questions, because we need to have some sense of clarity of self in order to figure out your purpose. And if you can't do it now, pause this, come back to it later, or listen to it, come back to it. I would do this 10 times, frankly, before moving on. Just get really crystal clear with these different steps. So number one, what I'm going to encourage you to do is figure out what we call your gifts list, G-I-F-T-S, gifts list, L-I-S-T. What that is you're actually going to make an extensive list of all of your gifts. What that means is, what are your unique qualities? And when I say unique, don't worry if you're like, well, other people have that. That's fine. Other people obviously have a lot of similar qualities. We're going to figure out why your unique combination of those is, let's say, unique, special, unusual, unlike everything else. Want you to make a long list of all of your attributes, qualities, accomplishments, achievements, everything that sets you apart, everything from your good qualities, your abilities, your credentials, stuff that you've done in your life, stuff that you have a capacity for. I want you to start by just unleashing all of those things. Now, if you're like, oh, I don't have anything special, now's the time for you to force yourself against your silly little mind and the limiting thoughts that it might come up with, to actually figure out, like, what are all the things you're good at? Now, whether that's a list of, if you come up with 5, cool. 10, cool. 15, cool. 50, cool. 100, cool. Start with something. Don't be weird. You don't have to show this to anyone. This is just for you to figure out. Pull out all your gifts, put them into a list, and I want you to be as extensive as possible. You might think, well, but there's nothing special about this. Other people have it. That's fine. Is it cool? Do you like it? Does it make you happy? Cool. Add it. It's just that simple. Well, millions of other people have this. Cool. No problem. Write it down. Don't get weird. Don't overthink this. What are all your gifts? Now, if you think, well, there's nothing special about me, I literally, like, think about it this way. I sure hope you have a little bit more self-worth than that, because you definitely deserve a lot more self-worth than that. But it's okay, even if you struggle with that at times. What I'd like you to ask yourself is, when you go back in your life, different things that you might have overcome, like, what are some challenges you overcame? What are some hard situations you overcome? Even if we're just starting there and we're starting with a few, that's fine. I want you to be as extensive with this list as possible. Whether, I mean, if you can list 100 qualities, experiences, accomplishments, et cetera, list them all out. That's what we call your gifts list. We'll come back to this at various times through different exercises that I will share with you. The next question to ask yourself, once you have that extensive list, if you got to pause this, come back later, no problem. All right, now that you have your gifts list, let's go into step two, which is figuring out, what do these things have in common? When you're looking over them, are there any through lines? If you're looking at, say, a list of 20, can you find any commonalities in the majority of them? Maybe 12 of them can be connected in some category. Maybe 12 of them have to do with some certain type of topic. Maybe a lot of them can be consolidated into one common theme. Identify that first, and then we're going to get into the next step, which is, according to that topic or those topics, the common themes that are there, how do you serve with it? Or how do you improve the quality of others' lives with that gift? Now, so let's just take some examples. Let's just say, if the theme, I'll talk about myself. I really like music. And if you're watching this video, if you know anything about me, I've got about 16-ish musical instruments just in the screen itself. And that's not even including all the musical instruments you can't see. So one thing, I really like music. And if I go through a lot of my gifts, a lot of them come back to that which has to do with sound and presentation. So whether that's singing or teaching or creating experiences for others or myself to sit with, that inspire, that lighten, that create some sense of levity, some relief, etc. When I go through my gifts list, it becomes very obvious I really like that which has to do with talking, singing, presenting, using my voice, using my hands with instruments to create cool things. Now, that's just one area. I've got other things I like to do, but let's just give that example. So once you find a common theme, like, yeah, something in this ballpark, let's just say I like to create cool content in the form of music, presentation, podcast, whatever it might be, then the question is, how could I bring others value through this common thread? So an example here is, you can make music. In my case, I like to make music. I like to make podcasts. I like to make educational resources. I like the templates that we provide for you to go along with these podcasts. There's no right or wrong here, by the way. You, whatever it might be, just how can I bring this into other people's lives by improving their quality of life, giving them some value? What does that look like? You know, could you offer a particular kind of training around that, a particular program, a particular kind of service? Like, if there's something that comes up obvious, great, let's sit with that. And so the question to ask yourself is, according to all these gifts, what are some of the common threads, the ones that excite me the most? And then, frankly, which of these, and out of all these gifts and all these common themes, how can I actually use these to bring some value? Now, one might say, well, does music really give value? Yeah. It provides some, even if it's just one person that listens to it and says, wow, that made me happy. Cool. That's value, my friends. Like, don't overview your gifts. Don't undermine them. Look at them and say, how could I bring value to other people using these gifts? All right. Now, once we have some clarity about that in terms of the common threads and how we can use that to improve the lives of others, the next question is, when you're looking at these common themes, what do you love about doing those things? When you're looking at all these gifts, like, why? Why do you enjoy doing them to begin with? Or what about it do you love? I'm going to ask you a series of questions here just to stimulate this thought process. What would it look like to do this thing that we're talking about, to improve the quality of lives of others through these common threads? Let's just take one, for example. Again, I like music. Like, what would it look like to improve the quality of lives of others through, say, music or creating content like a podcast or educational content? What form would that look like? Why is it important for you to make it possible, to make it available, to make this idea a reality in this world? And I want you to actually envision that you're making money doing this. Like, what would that feel like? if you get to do what you want and you're actually being supported doing it in a way you don't have to think about money or bills. You literally just get to do what you want. The thing that you're naturally good at, the thing you're naturally going to do anyway. And really dig into this, like, what do you love about doing those things? Identify those first, because we have to be connected to our why. If we don't have a strong enough why, strong enough purpose connected to it, purpose to our purpose, pun intended, then what'll happen is there's going to be so many shiny objects that are going to gather and steal our attention away from our actual purpose itself. We need to have a strong enough why. So what is it that you love about doing those things, and why is it even important to you to bring it into reality to begin with? These are some questions to ask yourself. You can even consider this idea of what else happens when you even think about this. Like, what feelings come up for you just by sitting with these ideas? Is it like, wow, I don't even want to shut up about this. I just can't stop thinking about this. I'm so excited. This brings me such a sense of relief, such a sense of calm, such a sense of excitement, whatever it might be. Really lean into that. Sit with that. Feel into that. If you're more cerebral, focus on the feelings. If you're more feelsy, focus on the thoughts themselves. Sit with both. You never want just one or the other, just feeling, just thoughts. We're always trying to marry the two so that we can actually have something sustainable. All right. Now, once you have some clarity on this, and again, we're doing a lot of brainstorming here, but once we know what, when it comes to your gifts, what are the common threads? What are the types of things you could be doing that you really enjoy, that you're decent enough at? When we know what the commonalities are and how you could actually use it to improve the quality of life of other individuals, and we have a strong why behind it, why you like doing it, why you love doing it, frankly, why it would be important to bring it into the world to begin with, etc., then I want us to start to figure out what aspects of your psychology we might be able to call your purpose. And again, it's far more multifaceted. We're giving a very simple approach just to churn the butter, per se. It's not like a one and done situation. This is something, like I mentioned, I encourage you to come back to over and over as you continue to introspect and understand yourself and your nature more. But based off of this, like, what's one aspect of your purpose? Like, what's one thing you're like, okay, according to everything here, it seems like one aspect of my purpose, or maybe my full purpose, maybe the full thing I want to dedicate my life to, is fill in the blank. Again, giving an example for me, if I list out a lot of my gifts and things that I have natural proclivities towards, it comes down to using my voice to make stuff that makes people's life a little bit happier, easier, et cetera. That brings me a great sense of joy. I really like doing it. And as you notice, I got a lot of things to say. I have no shortage of ideas to say. And for those who don't like listening to me teach, no problem. We got music for you. So I can say that's at least one aspect of my purpose. And of course, you're a multifaceted being, which means there's various aspects of your purpose, but let's just identify one at a time. And it might say, hey, Madhu, as I went through this list, it's very obvious that my purpose includes these three things. Like, when I look at all the things, like, they really can be consolidated into these three buckets. And I want to figure out how to combine these three things, or at least, even if we're not combining, spend my time doing these three things. I want to give you a couple other questions for you to just chew on as well. Like, what do you really want to do in your life? What problems do you actually want to solve for others? How do you want to serve? What are you best at? Who do you want to work with? Write about these ideas to brainstorm them. And frankly, if you're honest with yourself, certain ideas will come up to the surface. You'll say, honestly, these things, or every time I look at these, think about these things, talk about these things, I get uniquely excited. Let's focus on those first and foremost before we start to talk about, well, how do you do what you want in a way where you actually make money, or frankly, just get the support you're looking for, so that you spend most of your time doing just your purpose. Because yes, it's possible. You might not feel like it's possible, but that's okay. That's a feeling. You might not understand how it's possible, but that's okay. We'll teach you. If you've ever considered having a podcast, especially if you're expert at what you do, I cannot suggest more highly using Podigy's service, which is what we use. If you like this production here, I highly suggest you reach out to Podigy through their contact in the show notes below to run and host your podcast. I went through a bunch of different teams, tried a bunch of different things. No one came close to what I got post-production from Podigy. And even just making a launch easy, taking your content, sharing it, making it presentable, please check out Podigy. If you're great at what you do and you've ever considered having a podcast, I really am excited for you to try them out as well. Before we get into that, I do want to present another cool concept called Ikigai. If you're not familiar with it, it literally is just a Japanese term that means reason for being. So it's another concept of identifying your purpose, another corollary to these concepts that we're teaching here. And there's ultimately four questions there. And the convergence of these four questions becomes your Ikigai or your reason for being. So I want you to answer these four questions first and foremost. And then let's see where they converge for us to get further clarity on your purpose. So number one is, what do you love to do? Talk about those things, list them out. What do you love to do? Number two, what are you actually good at? Now, you don't have to be the best at it. You're probably not the best at anything in the world. You might be. You're probably not, but that's okay. That matters for nothing. As long as you're better than the person you're helping at one thing, you can provide value. It's really that simple. What are you actually good at? Number three is, what does the world need? Like, where's an area that the society actually finds valuable or necessary that you could contribute towards? Like, what does the world actually need right now that you know of in your scope of awareness? ChatGPT it if you need. Like, what does the world or your community, the people around you need? And then number four is, what do you already know you could be paid for? Like, what is it that you know you could do that you could theoretically be paid for? I want you to identify those four things. And then, my friends, let's see if there's anything that touches all four squares. Is there any of those things that you wrote down, either on the Dharma exercise or just exploring these four questions? Are there any that you love to do that you're good at that the world needs and you already know you could be paid for? If so, this, my friends, what we call your Ikigai, and will also help expedite your understanding of your purpose. Once that's clear, then there's another concept that I want to introduce to you, which is called the Varna system. Before I go into that, this is a lot. If you need to pause this, take as much time as you need, fill it all out before we start to talk about how do we bring this into the world in a way where you can actually monetize it and do what you want when you want, actually make a world around your desires. There's one cool concept from the ancient Vedic literatures, which unfortunately became convoluted into a very similar-esque concept of the caste system in India and frankly around the world, different aspects of the caste system, which became an abusive way in which, hierarchical way in which you can oppress others. We're not suggesting that. We're actually talking about an ancient system of the four varnas, technically five, which I'll break that down here in just a second, which will allow you even further clarity to figure out, according to your psychophysical nature, like what types of qualities do you have and what types of work accordingly would you do best being engaged in? Now, let me be very clear. One is not better than another of these four. And I'm going to say four because the fifth means just anyone outside of these. And I'll clarify that here later. But I'm going to say four varnas, the varna system, which literally means like an occupational duty. I'm going to list them. And one's not better than the other. It's not like, oh, this one's better than the other. It's more or less that in order for society to work, you need people in all these four categories. My hope is that you will have further clarity of which of these categories you might naturally fall into. Now, it might not be so clear as in the others where you're like, well, I kind of have these qualities, kind of these qualities. That's fine. All we're trying to do is get further clarity as to figure out where your time is best engaged. So these four varnas, the first one that we're referred to is called the brahmanas, or we're going to simplify in English, we're going to say the teachers. Now, I'm going to give you the natural qualities of these different varnas or occupational duties. And the thing is, when I say them, if you go, yeah, like that's me, that's my tendencies today, my natural qualities are like most of what you just said, cool, it's probable that you are that varna. But if you're like, yeah, I have some of those, but not really, like those ones aren't really natural to me, no problem, cool. So when we're talking about the teachers, the natural qualities there is peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge in general, religiosity. These are the natural qualities of a teacher or a brahmana, sometimes called a priestly class as well, an educator class. Now, the next category are called the kshatriyas, or we're going to call them leaders to oversimplify. Their natural qualities are heroism, and, you know, very brave, power, strong determination, very notable resourcefulness, a lot of courage, especially in battle or in combat sports, generosity, leadership in general, the ability to inspire and lead others. These are the natural qualities of a Kshatriya or a leader. The third type of individual we're going to talk about are called the Vaishyas or the industrialists. These are the ones who are making the economy actually move. These are those who have the inclination towards farming and agriculture to, everything from, farm and cattle raising and taking care of animals and all things to do with agriculture to business and banking and mercantile tendencies. This is also includes animal protection. Those who have the ability to actually expand things. They look at what's going on and they have the ability to be able to expand what's currently going on. And then the fourth category, which is called the Shudras, or we call them the helpers. These are those whose tendency is to like to support projects typically bigger than their own and connect to a bigger vision. This is those who are inclined towards, they do well with the type of physical or psychological labor and contribution or service to others in general, of like assisting or being part of a type of task force. For those who don't necessarily want to figure everything out themselves or have those tendencies, they like to connect themselves with a bigger mission and contribute in a way that's not necessarily one of the ones above. They might have inclinations towards the above, but they're like, I'm not necessarily a teacher myself, but I love to assist educational institutions. I'm not really a leader myself, but I love supporting those who have those kind of heroic leadership-like qualities. Or I'm not really in agriculture, business, but I love to support those who do in a bigger vision than myself. So these are the four qualities I'd encourage you to consider. Now there's a fifth, which would be outside of all of those. In other words, these are the type of people who go to the mountains, live outside of society, because we're not talking about the four within society. There's those outside of society, aboriginal types, tribal types are there as well, or people frankly just go into the mountains, maybe become mystic yogis, whatever it might be, and actually have no connection. But here's the thing, you're listening to a podcast, so hate to break it to you, my friend. I don't think you're in the fifth category. I tend to think you're in one of the upper four. I mean, maybe not. Who knows where podcasts will get to in the future. But these are the four varnas. I encourage you to figure out. You can look into this. And for further clarification on this matter, you can read the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which will clarify this all the further. All right, so now we have some clarity on your purpose. I encourage you to figure out, again, according to your gifts list, what are the commonalities? How can you contribute to the quality of lives of others with it? Why do you want to do that to begin with? Why does it bring value to you and to others? And then what are the through lines there? Using concepts of the ikigai, which, like I said, are the four questions of what do you love to do? What are you actually good at? What does the world currently need? And what do you know you could be paid for? Use these ideas to further understand your purpose, which again, according to Webster's dictionary, is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. All right, now we got clarity on that. Now let's talk about actually monetizing it. My friends, this part is probably a lot easier than you're even aware of. Once you know what it is that you want to do, there is a way to make money with it. I'd like to start by giving you a story of a person I worked with many years ago, and he helps people with creating businesses and ultimately the mindset to go into creating business. And he was one of the first people that really impressed this idea upon me that whatever you can come up with, there's a way to make money with it. There's just no way around the reality of that statement. And he gave the example of one woman who came to him saying, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go to work. I get fired when I do. I have no interest in any type of normal type of job. And I don't really feel inspired to start my own thing, but I know I kind of have to start my own thing. So like, what do I do? And he said, what do you enjoy doing? I don't really enjoy doing anything. Honestly, I like just sitting down on the couch and watching TV. And he said, what kind of TV do you want? And she said, I like to watch these different types of shows on cooking. And I also like to watch these shows of some sci-fi stuff. And she's going through and explaining some the way he presented to me. She was explaining different types of things. And he says, what's your opinion? Like, how do you feel about it? And then as soon as he asked that question, she started opening up and said, well, I love these kind of shows because of this, I find the commonalities with these kind of shows with this, that, the other. And she's kind of breaking down, opening up. And he says, why don't you simply record yourself? Actually, it wasn't even recording. It was writing down with a blog. Why don't you blog your opinions and your experience and like talk about these shows? And she said, oh my God, that sounds so exciting. I could never make money doing that. He says, just start with that. Go blog. So she starts blogging. Before she knows, of course, there's so many subscribers, people who want to, you know, look deeper into these shows, people who want to understand different aspects of it, different concepts they didn't understand, that she could break it down. She would summarize some of them, et cetera. And very quickly, she grew a big channel. He said, would you feel comfortable just literally click and record and like talking about it into a screen? She says, yeah, sure. And so she did that. And of course, you guys see where I'm going with this. Not only did she get huge subscribers where she was able to monetize it, and she, you know, went on YouTube and pretty much gave reviews or just chatted about her experience watching different TV shows and movies, but she wound up making so much there that literally that's all she does nowadays. Now, my friends, you can sit your ass on a couch and watch TV shows and just talk about your experience and make money doing it that way. Like, there is no shortage of opportunities here. What to speak of the things that you do, which bring way more value than that. And actually probably literally not just bring a sense of cool, happy value in terms of some videos online, but you probably even know how to frankly change the lives of others in a way more radical way than that. Now, of course, no shade to this person. I'm stoked for anyone who can make money doing what they love. But I mean to say that if we do it that way, I assure you we could do it with whatever thing you came up with on your Dharma purpose, ikigai exploration. So the real question then is, what would this look like? Best case scenario, what do you want this to look like? So that if you were to put a container together so that you can facilitate that thing to others, like what would that look like ideally? You might say, I don't know. That's okay. You can't say I don't know to me. It means I quit. You can say it because I can't hear you say it, but I don't want you to say it. Whenever you say, I don't know, it's actually the brain saying, I quit. I don't want to think more about this. I don't want to go further. Push past, I don't know, and sit with it until you figure out, how could I help someone with this thing? Like, what would that look like? Maybe it's a container. Maybe you want to meet with people one-on-one. Maybe you want to meet with them in a group. Maybe you want to create a course on it. Maybe whatever it might be. Let's just take an example. You like to meet with people in groups and you want to make some content around it, like a mini course. Cool. Fantastic. Let's just go with that example for now. The question is, what would that look like? What does the course look like? What does it consist of? How often would you want to meet with people? How many people could you meet with? What's your capacity? Like, how many people could you actually have at any given time with a group? How often do you want to meet with them? Ask yourself these questions and put something together. You say, best case scenario, here's how it helped people. Create that container. How many people at a time? How often? How long are the sessions you meet with them? How long are the course modules? Like, figure that details out. And if you go, I'm not sure what's best, no problem. What do you want? We're not talking about what's best. We're talking about what you want. Identify that, figure it out, take it out of your brain and write it down. And then accordingly, my friends, the way in which you can actually charge for your services is very straightforward. Once you know what you want to do, then the question is, how much money do I need to be making every single year to support myself? I'm going to do a whole nother podcast episode on this, of course, but like in a very simple manner, how much do you know you need to be making for you to live a full life? If you haven't done the numbers, go crunch the numbers. We got some exercises that can help you with that, but like go write it down, figure out how much you need to be making every year. And then ask yourself, how many people could I actually help? Like, what's my realistic capacity? How many people could I work with one-on-one, group, passive course for main content, whatever that looks like. And I simply want you to crunch the numbers. So if you're like, I need to make $100,000 a year and I have the capacity to help 20 people, then divide $100,000 by 20. And that, my friends, is how much you would charge. Now, we're going to have a whole nother session on how to do value-based profit models versus market-based profit models. But for now, we're just going to give you a little bit of a head start with that. It's just that simple. Now you go, but money, I can't do that. Why? What kind of dumb thought is that? Of course you can do it. You can do whatever you want. You are the driver. You're the captain. You can do whatever you want. You might say, well, I don't know how to do that. No problem. We'll show you how to market it. We'll show you how to sell it. We'll show you how to like create a money model around it. No problem. We could do that. But as long as you know it's possible, then you can ask the real question of how. How do I achieve this thing that I want? And these are the types of concepts that we can dive deeper into. So my friends, you should now have a lot more clarity on what your purpose is. And we've gone through in depth various ways in which you can identify your purpose. If you have additional systems that we didn't touch on today, share them in the comments below. We'd love to explore additional types. You know, there's the Enneagram, which is a fantastic resource, human design, there's Myers-Briggs. Like, I'd love to hear your different types of psychological tests and systems for understanding your purpose. More, you can share them in the comments below. You should have a pretty good idea now. And then once you have that idea, what container can you put together for your services? And I even gave you a very simple way of how to charge for it, or frankly, just start giving away for free. And if you fill up your time freely giving value to others, before you know it, you're going to actually make a lot of money. The idea is you want to give so much that people feel uncomfortable not paying you. So even if you don't charge, frankly, just start there. That's the hardest part, is just starting. And then next, we're going to show you how to not only create a money model that makes sense and how to break down the pricing, how to actually figure out how to create a container that's sustainable. These are all the types of things we'll get in once you get started. Have your purpose, your dharma, ikigai, whatever term you want to give for it. I am so excited to hear from each and every one of you what that is, or that one thing, or that group of things. These types of things are my purpose. All you have to do is the work. Sit down, shut up, don't let anything distract you until you've identified it and figured it out. Again, if you want a workbook that shows you how to do everything I just mentioned and kind of gives you a step-by-step just around our conscious success community, where you can get access to our Dharma guidebook, we'll show you how to do everything I just mentioned step-by-step with videos and all that fun stuff. And of course, we give it away for free because I love you guys and I'm going to serve you and I want you to improve your quality of life as well as improving the quality of lives of others. And I'm going to show you exactly how to do that step-by-step. Thank you for tuning into the Conscious Success Podcast. You, my friends, are in a great treat. The next episode that's coming out is my favorite episode that's ever existed. You'll see why soon. If you haven't already, if it's not out yet, no problem. But if episode 20 is out, please do whatever you got to do as soon as possible. Go listen to it. I assure you, it's going to be one of the most life-changing things you've ever experienced, ever. Go figure out your purpose. Go listen to that. And as always, don't hesitate to reach out. Let us know how we can serve you. Make sure you subscribe. That's the only thing I'll ever ask of you, because that helps us know that we're actually getting in front of the right people and our algorithm allow us to serve similar people to you. It takes you about 13 seconds. Please go subscribe. Rate us a 5-star if you feel so inspired, and let us know how we can serve you. And in the meantime, my friends, keep it conscious.